Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Okay. So Pledge of Allegiance, roll call. Commissioner Bartholomew?
Here.
Commissioner Glode?
Present.
Thomas Leonard? Present. Okay. Are there any public portion? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Does anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay, going for the third time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay, hearing no one, we'll move on to additions, corrections, and the adoption of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections that anyone would like to make?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Mr. Globe?
Nothing at all.
Hey, Chief, anything?
I have nothing.
Okay. All right. So hearing nothing, we will move on to acceptance of the previous minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Commissioner Bartholomew makes the motion.
I second it.
Commissioner Glode seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
Hang on one second. Just the date on this agenda says October 5th, but I thought the meeting was October 6th. So let me just look.
Okay. Nope, it was 5th. And I thought October 6th on the minutes.
Well, on the minutes, it says October 6th. On this thing, correct, it says October 5th. So I think we'll need to change it on the minutes because I'm looking at the calendar. Well,
I see what you're saying. We really need to change it on the agenda because the meeting was on the 6th, wasn't it? The 5th was a Monday. Okay. So
the first Monday.
Going back to our minutes, would anyone like to make a motion to change the date on the minutes?
I'll make a motion that we change the date on the minutes to read October 5th.
Okay. Motion made. Second. I'll second it. Any other discussion? Okay. So now I will call the roll to see if we can approve the minutes from the October 5th meeting.
Okay.
Rich?
Yes. Well, I'm for it.
Mike? Yes. Myself, yes. Okay, motion carries. Old business.
Okay, so just a couple of things under old business. One, Patrolman Thomas D'Onofrio did in fact retire, so nothing has changed with that. He was slated to retire at the end of October, and he did. Traditionally, the police commission gives the retired regular officers a retired badge and retired ID. Due to COVID, obviously we can't do that because we're meeting virtually. I just wanted to brief that up. And if it's okay with you guys, would you want to wait till we come out of COVID, or would you want to just issue it to them? It's just an honorary type of thing.
I think, speaking for myself, I'd like to see you issue it to them rather than keeping it hanging out there. I would also ask that we draft a letter as the commissioners thanking him for his years of service.
Okay. I don't think we need a motion for either of those. I can take care of it on my end. The only other thing is we have the outstanding vacancy that we're attempting to fill. We don't have a lot of applicants for lateral transfers. And we have some candidates who are going to have issues with post that are applying, which would be automatic disqualifiers. What we've done is we're extending this either 30 or 60 days. Lieutenant Stanko wasn't in today for me to determine what exactly occurred, because we still have to negotiate the impacts of the, we have the lateral transfer compensation as far as financially, but we were looking to extend possibly the vacation time off to match something equivalent. Because starting off here, if you're a 10-year officer someplace else with 1 week vacation, is also not a great thing. So we were looking to increase that up to 3 weeks. So that's going to be a negotiation with the union to get that done. So it's going to take a few weeks to deal with that. So it works both in our favor. We've put that on hold, seeing if we get some more applicants. We've extended the deadline, and we're negotiating that with the union right now. So that's all I have for old business.
All right. Commissioner Gwode, I know you were on the conference call with Valley Regional Council of Governments. Unfortunately, I missed that call. Can you kind of brief us up as to where that went?
Which one regarding the COVID update? From that one, they said that they definitely will have to do another study in regards to High Street and High Street, Sentinel Hill, and Academy Hill to find if there's anything else they can do for that intersection. That was left with the state, if I'm not mistaken. They are definitely going to revisit the crossing over by McConney's Grove for the camp. So those are definitely, both of them are with the state right now, and they will definitely come back to us once they figure out what they can do for us at that point. But I did not sound too confident that they'll be able to do anything at the High Street and Sentinel. So, I didn't feel all fuzzy about it after they made their speech about it, because they were talking about redoing another study. But it's not going to be on us. It's going to be on them to come back with something on that.
Okay. So we're still moving along with that then?
Yes, basically still moving along.
Yeah, so just that intersection, the High Street one, that's with NVCOG. So they have one engineer, but they have, traffic consultants, and they can do a traffic study as far as car counts. So they're going to put up a couple counters, and we're going to figure out where the traffic is going, because is it a cut through on Sentinel? Is it a cut through David Humphreys? Is it a cut through Academy? So once you get those traffic counts, they can make something meaningful of it. And the other thing is, they're going to dive into the accident database a little further to determine, what the problem is. Is it hours of darkness? Is it, snow conditions? Is it roadway departures? That type of stuff. So they're going to take a look at that a little bit. And there's a potential for some signage and some minor changes, but changing the topography of the road obviously is not going to be something that there's any funding for. So the first thing is gathering information, and then they're going to get back to us. So we're in a holding pattern on that. The second one, basically on Roosevelt Drive, is multi-pronged. So they're pursuing that with the state. So we're going to get NVCOG to actually give us a little juice with that. And it's also at the political level. So I'm not sure what's going to end up changing, because our representatives and senator have changed. So I'm not quite sure where we have to take up with that, but we at least have Representative Nicole Dietria that's consistent in that process. So that's pretty much it for that. So both are out of our hands right now. We're waiting further action from either NVCOG or the state.
Okay. All right. So we're at least moving things up as far as we can physically anyway. And nothing else under old business, gentlemen, is there?
No.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. Chief, anything new?
Nothing under new business. We have an issue with our server, with our Exchange server, that we can only get X amount size emails, no more than 10 megabyte. And I'm still awaiting our quotes or from Axon for body-worn cameras and in-car cameras. They were apparently sent, but I never received them. So we're playing a little exchange back and forth with that. I have nothing new. We still don't have a capital plan. You know, so we're going to be talking about a capital plan in probably 2 months for next fiscal year, which is going to include these in-car cameras, et cetera. And we don't have a capital plan for this year. That should have been set, you know, months ago. That should have been set like in April, May. So I don't know where this goes. And I don't know if there's any, they didn't have a quorum. So that's not really new business, but that's just kind of the update on a couple of things.
Okay. I did listen to the Capitol meeting, and I agree with you, Chief. This should have been set a while ago. And I thought there was another meeting upcoming. Have you heard anything?
I have not, but I can have just check with Patty Finn to see if they're going to have one. I mean, it's incumbent. There's our mobile data terminals are not working because there's a server issue. We need to have cars in order to have in-car cameras, and we need to have the mobile data terminals. So this is a huge layered project, or else we're not going to be in compliance with the Public Act come time. And it's going to require a lot of money on our part. The only thing I can do is my due diligence and make sure that I don't drop the ball. But at a certain point in time, we've got to get capital funding for this.
Yep, understood. Okay. Anyone else have new business?
No.
Okay. Hearing none. Department reports. Has everyone had a chance to look over the reports? Looking at the budget, Chief, it seems to be that we're at what, almost 41% of the budget that's used. I would say we're pretty close to on target with it. Is that a fair statement?
We are, but like I said, things can change in a heartbeat. I lost four or five officers to COVID quarantine for a period of time. Luckily, that didn't cost us a lot of overtime, but things are in flux. Things can go south really quick. And as time moves on, people are going to stop delaying using their vacations because of COVID, and they're going to be forced to use them. So at a certain point, that's going to ramp up, especially when the holidays start coming. So proportionally spent in overtime doesn't necessarily mean that proportionally spent. We're okay right now. I just don't know what this year is going to bring us with manpower shortages.
Understood. Anyone else have any questions about the department report that was sent out?
No.
Commissioner Bartholomew, Commissioner Glug, anything?
No, not at all.
Okay. Communications. Are there any?
We don't have any, but just as a side note, it's an interesting, I don't know if it's an election or COVID, but we've probably issued more pistol permits in the last month than we've issued in the remainder of the year.
Yeah, understood about that. Okay, we'll move on to communication. We're talking about communications, I'm sorry.
Correct.
We will move on to authority business.
We have none. I was going to brief the what we previously briefed under old business. So we have no new traffic authority business.
The only question I have for you, Chief, that issue with the Division Street intersection, is that anything that we should reach to Ansonia to ask if they've planned any further action, or should we just basically move into a reactionary mode until they...
That's
something else.
That is completely up to the traffic authority. Normally, when we have something that occurs on a town line, there is some type of communication between the two, or as a courtesy. For example, when Division Street at Atwater Avenue was posted as no right turn in all directions. There were communications between the two LTAs to come to concurrence. When there was a no through trucks posted on Derby Milford Road, there was communication between Orange and Derby LTAs. So I guess if they're planning on doing something, it would probably be make sense for them to reach out to us preemptively. If you guys want to, that's totally on you.
Mike and Rich, your thoughts?
We could just wait for them because they can only put the stop sign heading towards the high school. Is that correct?
That's what they're looking to do. They're looking to put the, like, where the old Little Red Shoe House was, for lack of a better. Yeah, that's where I think they're looking to put it. But it doesn't meet any of the warrants. The state didn't say they should, and basically they left it. They threw it back into their corner. Their chief does not recommend it as their LTA point of contact. So I have no idea what their desire is to move forward.
Yeah, because if they were decide they want to do it, it would be stupid to do it without talking to us, because then you'd have a three-way stop sign, and we wouldn't have one the other direction coming from, like, under the Route 8 heading toward.
Correct. Yeah, you wouldn't have one coming, because you can't. I don't know where they want to put them. They may have one at the bottom of the ramp too. So you may have two stop signs, 30 feet from each other.
Well, all right. Let's leave this in a reactionary mode for now. We may have to revisit it at a later time, but I think that's kind of the best posture we can take for that right now.
If they decide they want to do something, then they need to call us.
Yeah,
that would be the right thing to do. Correct.
Well, and I'm just a little concerned that it wasn't done the first time. So, but we can, we can leave it reactionary and, see where it goes from there.
Because if they decide they're not going to do it, then we don't do anything.
Correct.
Right. So. Okay, anything else under traffic authority?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, hearing nothing. Before we adjourn, just two things that popped into my mind, Chief. I'd like to just offer congratulations to the members of the DB for the two recent murder cases and the arrests that have been made. I think it speaks well of the Detective Bureau to solve these things that literally started to turn into cold cases. So just my congratulations to the people and to the staff. It's a good job.
I will pass that along to the Detective Bureau and commanders there.
Okay. Anything else from the floor? Anyone?
No.
Nope. Hearing nothing, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make it, Mr. Rick.
I'll second it.
Okay, Commissioner. Makes it a motion. Mr. Glode seconds it. Is there any discussion on the motion?
No.
I couldn't help that. All right. So we will adjourn the motion or the meeting at 6:28 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you later. Leave the meeting.